The scripture reading today is from Romans chapter 1 and also Romans chapter 5. These are the scriptures that the youth skit that they will be doing in a few minutes is based on. And I'm looking for the scripture. Here it is. Romans is a letter that Paul wrote to the church in Rome. It was made up of both Jews and Gentiles. And he had not yet visited that church, but he had heard about them and was excited about them and was writing to them a long, long thesis about what it means to be saved by faith and to be saved through grace rather than through works. And much of what he has written in Romans is also the themes that Martin Luther used when he was renewing the church in the Reformation. So when we begin our reading, Paul is explaining that he's thankful for the many people in the many churches that have blessed him in his faith. So I invite you now to stand for the reading of God's word, either in body or spirit. I, Paul, when I think about my faith, am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. Hence, my eagerness to proclaim the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God to salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For it is the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. And then from chapter 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but listen to this, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The inspired word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Moses and Luther were both our spiritual ancestors. Okay, so they're in our lineage of faith. We all have come from them. They have influenced what we believe. And they were both, this is going to be my point, they were both called by God and gifted by God and used by God. Okay, so I want you guys to repeat those three things with me. They were called by God, called by God. They were gifted by God. They were gifted by God and used by God, used by God. So one of the lectionary passages for today was Psalm 90, which we read, but another one was Psalm 34, and we didn't read that. But in that, Moses is described like this. I'm going to talk about Moses first. Moses is a prophet in Israel like no one else, whom the Lord knew face to face. So that's how Deuteronomy 34 said. So Moses was someone who looked at God face to face, was very close to God. And through Moses, God taught us the greatest commandment. And this is what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that Moses said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." And Jesus said in Matthew that that is the first and greatest commandment. And then he went on to say, there's a second commandment, and the second commandment is like it, which also is a commandment that Moses taught and Jesus taught. And that's from another lectionary passage for today, which is Leviticus 19. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but instead, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So that's the second greatest commandment, because I am the Lord, is what God said. So Moses was, without question, called by God. Every time you're going to say it. Okay. Okay, sorry. Moses was called by God, gifted by God, and used by God. Okay, and so that was Moses. And then we had Martin Luther, who he was born in 1482 and died in 1546. So that was his time frame. And he was an extremely important figure in the Protestant Reformation. As you can imagine, there are a whole bunch of details about the Reformation and what caused it that we're not going to get into. But I do want to just draw the point out that he was part of a renewal movement in the church. So it eventually was that this group of people, Martin Luther among them and a leader, were protesting. That's where the word Protestant comes from. They were protesting some of the things that the church was standing for. And at that time, the Roman or Western church was selling indulgences, which is basically a way of saying, if you do this or you buy this, then you can have some of your sins forgiven. And the church was deeply involved with government, and there was a lot of power, bad stuff going on. And Luther was part of this renewal movement, and he said the things that, other than contestant number one, he said the things that number two and three said. And so it was very important. And what he was especially concerned about, what he eventually came to understand, is that God wasn't angry at him for his sin, but that God was forgiving his sin. God did require perfection, but God gave perfection because of Jesus Christ. Jesus was perfect. And so he learned, and Luther learned and then communicated to people that God justifies us through grace and mercy. It is not by the purchasing or the doing of something. And so that is something that's essential to our teaching. We believe strongly in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and that God justifies us. God declares us innocent because of what Jesus has already done. And so it is through faith that we are saved. Now, this was not a new concept in 1500. Okay, this had been around since Paul had written. We read that already this morning. And even before that, it was from the covenant of Abraham, so many thousands of years before, and talking about that we are made righteous through faith. Abraham was declared righteous through faith. And so Luther was reminding of this. Us of that because the church frequently forgets these very important things. So Luther was called by God, gifted by God, and used by God. Okay, so these are our spiritual ancestors, and they have something to say to us other than just simply being in our lineage. God used Moses to teach us what God expects. Love God, love other people. And then Luther reminded us how God does that, how God makes it possible. It's through Jesus and through God's mercy and grace and through the Holy Spirit. So what's that have to do with us? When we hear these teachings of Moses and Luther and all of our ancestors of faith, because my ancestors of faith are different than your ancestors of faith in some circumstances, because like my mom is one of mine. She's probably not any of yours. And you each have people in your traditions and in your backgrounds that were people that are ancestors of faith to you, countless of them. And when we hear what they have taught and we take that on as our own, we receive it as our own gift, then we respond to God by doing things. We may not be a Moses, we may not be a Luther, or to throw in some women, we may not be a Teresa, we may not be a Deborah, and Sunday school kids, we get to learn about Deborah next week. We may not be those people, but we are still the people that God has called. We are children of Abraham and children of God through faith, through adoption. And we have been given that grace and mercy and faith. So without question, we too are called by God, gifted by God, and used by God. Okay? So let's live like the called. Let's live like mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and cousins of faith to our next generations. Like I said, you may have Sunday school teachers, you may have parents, friends at work, friends at school, colleagues. All of these people can be our ancestors, our friends, our parents, our siblings in faith. And likewise, you are those people to others. You want to know who's had the most influential impact in my faith? Kids, it's a Sunday school answer. What's the answer? Any question?
Jesus!
Right. Jesus has been the most influential person in my faith. That means that we are first influenced in our faith by God. That is God's grace that influences us. And yes, we get to be with God by being in gigs and being in Sunday school and being in worship and choir and in all of the different things that we are in. That's how we get, that's one way that we get united with God. But don't overlook the time that you spend alone with God too. That time is never wasted. It is never substituted. All of that time is also important. God has the most influence on our faith because even the ability to believe is from God. And so, without question, we are all called, okay? And I want us to live like that. And I want to close by rereading part of the scripture to remind us what this looks like, what it looks like when we respond in faith. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in suffering, because we know that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It's been given to us. Friends, you are called. You are gifted by God. And you are used by God. Amen.